What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. Yay. I'm your host, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Fringe, back with another episode of the Shadowless Podcast, your favorite Pokemon podcast, the ad-free Pokemon podcast, in the first episode of February 2023.
Mm-hmm. Is it February already?
Wake up!
Ah! It is. Podcast, February 1st. Yeah.
February 1st, so that means it's the month of Valentine's Day.
The month of love.
Whoa.
Which is actually, what, like 2 weeks away, kind of?
Technically, yeah. Give or take two weeks.
Are we going to have Valentine's Day episode almost? No. Yeah, ours would come out on the 15th.
We could have, it would have to be next week if it was a Valentine's Day special.
No, it's to be the week after. Okay.
What would
the
we do?
After?
Yeah.
Sweet. We could be each other's Valentines, then.
Wait, did you say no?
That was my one idea. Yeah, Jordan said no.
Well, let's hear the rest of the idea before we turn it down.
Okay.
I was just gonna say we could be each other's Valentines and then just talk about how much we like each other.
No thanks.
Okay.
But.
No, I mean, I appreciate the thought and the effort.
But you don't want to be my
Valentine? I never said no.
Oh. Jordan?
No, thanks.
Okay, Jordan did say no.
It's a hard no.
Aww.
Take that's the okay, hint, no,
that's mine.
Danny.
That's mine.
We
that's
love
mine.
Each other all the time, all throughout the year. We don't need a day.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
We don't need just
that's
one
true.
Day.
Every day is Friends Valentine Day.
We are going to talk about some Pokemon topics here a little bit later in the podcast before or right after we talk about what we did over the weekend. But we got the Pokemon card 151. We're going to talk about a set in Japan, Pokemon Regionals, Pokemon Go Community Day. We got Ultimate Journeys on Netflix. And some of us have opened up the Scarlet and Violet Japanese set, and we're going to talk about kind of our experience with that as well, and probably more to come. But what we like to do every single week before we like really dive into all the Pokemon goodness, it's just three friends hanging out, having a good time, and we want to figure out what did you do over the weekend? What did you do? What did you get into?
Over the weekend?
Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your weekend?
What kind of my trouble weekend, did you get
my,
into?
My weekend was great. Thank you for asking. No trouble. No trouble this week.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. An incredible amount of nothing crazy. But I did redesign my studio. Bum, bum, bum. My
I don't
office.
Think I
changed
anything.
My office. Oh, no, wait, that's not like scary. It's cool. So y'all can see it on the Patreon one with the video, but I put brick on the wall. I got brick wall on the back.
So you tore your walls down and put brick up.
Yeah, installed bricks. Yeah. I laid all the bricks. I laid all the bricks down there and did the stuff where you put the stuff in between to like adhere the bricks to.
Is
what is the
plaster?
Stuff that they put in between? What are they putting between?
No,
the
that's
bricks? Betwixt the bricks.
Cement.
It's cement?
Just
they
cement?
Put cement betwixt
yeah,
the bricks?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just cement.
Are you sure?
I thought it's like Elmer's glue.
Almost positive,
yeah. Really, like super glue, like Gorilla Glue. They just
it's
put
the,
a little
but
drop.
It's
one
the glue
drop.
Stick. It's the glue they stick just with the little glitter pieces in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That kind.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I put cement betwixt the bricks and then I just did the whole room.
Okay, so here's the weird thing, because we talked about this before the podcast, is that I haven't finished mine, but I started doing the exact same thing over the weekend, except mine is going to be like white and gray brick, and yours is like actual like original color brick.
Yeah. It's weird because, we've both been talking about doing this for literal months.
It's hard being a trendsetter.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Jordan already has the bricks.
I've had the bricks for years.
Cool. Wow, that's so cool, Jordan. Yeah. We got wallpaper, like adhesive wallpaper that is just like a gigantic sticker that is
breaking the illusion.
Yeah, nobody knows. Oh, yeah. Nobody knows. Yeah. They thought it was plaster and brick.
Well, see, I have to tear off this piece of molding around the room.
Extra walls.
You got moldy walls?
Yeah, molding his walls.
So I literally have to go in with a crowbar and like pry that off. So I'm going to figure out what the original color of these walls were
That's
before
so
we
exciting.
Moved in.
That's so exciting.
I hope they're perfect.
So that's what you did all weekend then.
That was like all day Saturday. I just like I wanted to do it. You know, I've been wanting to do it for a while, and then Saturday I was like, "Oh, I have some free time." And then proceeded to spend like 12 hours straight just like, you know,
focused
scooting
on
everything. Yeah. I felt like I was in Animal Crossing because I was like scooting around my furniture, and it was making like the iconic little noise of like, you know, like furniture scooting noises. Like,
skirt? Yeah.
Yeah. And so I kept scooting my stuff, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is exactly where I want it.
Did you run into the issue to where like you're moving all your stuff around, right? And did you go at some point where you're just like, I have too much stuff?
Every time. Every time. And every time I move to like to a different spot, because even when I've lived in LA, I think I moved 3 times. Like, every time I scoot, I'm like, I gotta get rid of some of this stuff. I have too much stuff. But I can't part with it.
Yeah.
It's right.
Like, everything's like an organized hoarder. I'm like straight up like episode of Hoarders, except for it's all organized in little bins and stuff.
No, I understand. I totally understand. But then
and
sometimes
you're right. It is sentimental. It's like, you can't get rid of it.
Sometimes like you rediscover something you didn't know that you had.
All the time.
Yep.
And you're like, whoa, this is neat.
It was
and all
with
of a sudden you
want to
play with it.
Yes, that happens to me every time. I have like a wall of ETB, like empty ETBs, and inside of those is just a random assortment of stuff. And every time I open them, I'm like, oh, wow, there's a thing of pop sockets. And they're like, oh, wow, here's some Pokemon cards I never put in my binder. Like, wow.
You never know what to expect.
Yeah, it's always something new.
Love it.
It's always something new. I found one filled with stickers one time. That one was bad because I had to go through all the stickers, you know.
Of course.
Right.
Naturally. Yeah,
understandable.
That was a tough
understandable.
One.
Understandable. I got you. I got you. All right, Jordan, what did you do over the weekend? You did a little decorating yourself, too. I can see.
Look, I put the boards up.
I saw them skateboards. They look really nice up there.
I got two rows up there. And then I have a few more.
And you kept
the
wheels on, too.
See, all those have wheels on, yeah. I only have two boards that didn't come with wheels with the board, and then one of them is right back behind me. That's the UK.
I can see the Pikachu.
World's Pikachu. So I did that. I finished that up. I got a new PC, so I've been setting that up for most of the weekend. The new Dead Space game came out. I've been waiting for that game for a long time. That's about it. You know, pretty chill.
You played Dead Space?
Of course.
Dead Space is spooky. Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Mass Effect.
No,
Mass Effect is spooky.
Mass Effect is not spooky.
Oh,
Dead Space is spooky.
I'm thinking of Dead Space. Okay, I'm thinking of Dead Space. Scary aliens, I'm not here for it. I get spooked. I can't handle it. Aliens in outer space. That's the one, right? Spooky aliens in outer space. Jump scares.
Yeah.
Is it because they're in outer space?
No, it's just in general. But the fact that they're in outer space is an extra element of like, ooh, it's spooky.
I love it. I love the Dead Space series. Is one of my favorite lore-filled like set of video games and stories out there. So I hope that this leads to remakes of more because it's the remake of the first game. I hope they do a remake of the second game, which gets really heavy on the lore. But it's really good. That's about it.
Very good. Very good. Redecorating. New skateboards, new video game, new computer.
No, it's old skateboards.
Old skateboards, new wall.
No, same wall.
Same wall.
Wall's been there since I moved here, you know.
Did you put, what happened with,
I just put skateboards on the wall.
Okay. Skateboard, new wall.
No, the wall's been there. There's no new anything.
Wall, it's,
old wall, old skateboards, the old skateboards on the old wall.
Yeah, but different.
Dead Space is new.
Dead Space is new.
The computer is new.
New computer, new Dead Space, same
skateboard,
same wall. Old ball.
Yeah. New Jordan French?
Same Jordan.
In some ways.
New Jordan French.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
New year, new Jordan French.
Can we get a Pokemon Go update?
I still play it.
Still play
Very
it?
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Going on walks?
I'm still playing. I go on walks every day. I have a shiny Bidoof that I found randomly recently. You know, I'm just out here playing and catching. I don't really do all the other stuff. I barely battle or whatever. I just like catching the Pokemon.
What's your favorite catch so far, overall? The one that you were just most hyped about.
It's a good question.
Probably a shiny, right?
Maybe. Bidoof. I guess maybe the random Bidoof I found while walking. Like, it was just out of nowhere by itself. That was kind of cool because there was no, like, community day or no, like, special thing. I just ran into a shiny.
Those are the best.
Bidoof. Yeah, you know, it's been fun. It's just, I don't know, it's a nice casual
Yeah.
Just walk and play.
Who's your partner right now?
It's still Chimchar, which is like from the get-go who I chose because, like, I don't know. Chimchar always finds me extra presents so I can send out gifts to people. So I don't switch it out. Just keep Chimchar around.
Makes sense. Yeah. See, I've been sending Jordan gifts every night. And Danny,
yeah,
you're not on board with this Pokemon Go? Yeah.
You know what? I'm sure you sent me a gift that I have waiting for me patiently.
Danny hasn't even added me a Pokemon Go yet.
Did you add me?
Wow.
Well, we're not even friends.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I can send you a gift. Yeah. Wait, I don't play.
And you wanted to be each other's Valentine.
Yeah, I understand why Jordan said no now.
Wait, no, we could be each other's Valentine. I'll add you.
Too late. I don't want your pity friend ad.
Oh no, it's not a pity friend request. We're friends.
Yeah, that's, honestly, it's kind of
I'll
sad.
Save my gift. Where are you?
Oh, yeah,
I'll gladly
gosh.
Open them up and get put those little, 5 Pokeballs and 1 Pinup Mary.
Put a little sticker on it, you know, a little Trico sitting down.
Wait, I want one with
down.
A sticker. I'll send you one with a sticker. Jordan, add me. Add me. I'll send you one with a sticker on it. Mm. I have one. I have stickers.
I'll think about adding you if I see a friend request.
I'll
ponder.
Tapping accept.
I'll look at it and go,
That's interesting.
All right.
Wow. Friend request.
All right, so Jordan, you're still playing. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're still enjoying it. Nice. Yeah. I bet you're looking forward to the warm weather when you can really enjoy it, though.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to one of the things we'll probably mention today.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Right. How was your weekend, Nate? What did you do?
Nate, how was
your
weekend?
You know what? I did over this. It was a rumble of a weekend.
What,
rumble?
Like royally?
Yeah, a very royal, regal type of rumble.
Is it regal royal?
Whoa.
So my Saturday started off with a Pokemon tournament.
Whoa.
Very good.
Yeah, went and participated in that.
Did you battle? How'd you do?
I battled.
We don't bring it up. You were there.
I battled. We played, I think, 3 or 4 rounds. I think I only won one. Mm-hmm. It was a rough time. But you know what? I had fun. That's all that matters. It's good. Mm-hmm. I got a prize pack. You know, those little league packs. Got one of those, so that was nice. But afterwards, I then hung out with a old friend of mine. I don't want to say old friend, but I say old in a sense of he's probably my longest friend right now. He was also the best man at my wedding.
Well, that's better than being the worst man.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Someone that I used to hang out with when I grew up, it was someone I hung out with at the card game shop. And he's a wrestling fan as well. And so he came over and we watched the Royal Rumble together. And so what we did is we set up in the living room. I brought out like a little card table, you know, with the little legs that you fold out. And I set it down and we had 2 chairs right there. And then we played like dead card games that we used to play growing up.
Oh my goodness.
And so we just had like a very nostalgic night. It was a good time. I enjoyed it very, very much. And we reminisced. It was good.
That's beautiful.
It was good. I loved it. I love friendship like that. So that's what I did on Saturday. And then Sunday was just kind of like a chill catch up type of day. So, and that's
chilling. The Royal Rumble.
Yeah, so the Royal Rumble, that was WWE, and if you don't know what the Royal Rumble is, that's where 30 competitors overall enter. So 2 start off, and then every 2 minutes, another person enters, and how you eliminate somebody is you have to throw them over the top rope, and both feet have to hit the floor, and then they're eliminated. So 30 competitors enter, but only one wins.
Who will be voted out tonight?
No, nobody's voting, Danny. I don't think you were paying attention.
What is
there.
This, no, Survivor?
Yeah, that's how it works, right?
No.
That's the song Danny. For the Royal Rumble, right?
Danny.
No.
Danny.
No. And then they Jordan. Cut to the one where like, oh.
Danny.
No.
Wait, I have my, what's the thing that saves you? The idol?
The immunity idol.
Immunity idol, yeah.
You had the hidden immunity idol?
Yeah, I found it.
What?
I found it.
Where did you find it?
I can't tell you.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Danny. Pack your things. You're heading off the island.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to leave, though.
The dramatic music kicks in as the plane takes off.
Oh, you gotta take your little thing, and then you have to put out that flame, though.
Yeah,
right?
You put out the flame on the top, and then
your
you
time
like
on
say,
the island
say some finishing
is over.
Remark. Later, nerds, and then I walk out.
But it cuts to a confessional. It's just like it is what it is.
Yeah, it do be. Studies have shown it do be like that.
It definitely do be
what
happened. I was there.
It do be like that. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm kind of glad I got eliminated. I got to get home, make some Pokemon videos.
I just want one to be honest, where it's just someone's like, yeah, I deserved that. It's about time anyway. You know, it's all right. It's okay. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
I knew it was
good. It's
happen.
All good. No all hard good. Feelings. I'm
out. Did anybody ever watch Survivor?
Yes.
I think everybody's went through a phase of like they've watched Survivor for like a few seasons and then just stopped.
It was the most popular show at one point. It might still
be. It really was
rated.
Yeah,
I made a joke in an upcoming video, and now I'm kind of tempted to like commit to the joke, but like an extremely long, like nearly like 24-hour long video, like digging through every season of Survivor.
Oh, geez.
And it's gonna be called "Can You Survive the Survivor Retrospective?" Come on, that's a good
are you, a 24-hour video?
I mean, how long? I mean, think about how long it could be. How many seasons of Survivor are there?
There's gotta be
find
a
that answer.
Or something. It's
find
ridiculous.
That answer. How many seasons?
Google.
How long would it take to upload that video to YouTube?
YouTube would probably reject it. They'd be like, "This is too much."
Let's make a guess at how many seasons of Survivor there are before we figure out.
I say 50. I guess 50.
50? No, there's no.
I'm
going to
say they're
50.
In the 20s.
I'm going to say 30.
That's a solid guess.
34.
I'll go
okay,
28.
I just looked it up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
43.
Oh.
That's nuts.
Dude, even if I spend like. I'd have
no,
to
wait,
spend
there's
like,
44 seasons. There's 44 seasons.
That's literally sorry. Almost... To dig into a whole season could probably take like half hour to an hour depending on how much there is there. This would be like a two-day-long video.
That would be fun.
Unless you split it into two parts.
The Survivor Chronicles.
You know what?
Now, does that include... Because wasn't there Celebrity Survivor as well?
Oh.
I think... I feel like all of it would be included. In like
I wonder if that's included in the seasons or if that's a separate thing.
Season 44 starts March 1st, by the way, if anybody's tuning in. It just has it all listed out. Like, they don't have names on there on this one. But, yeah, okay. I wonder. You could do a deep dive. I bet they're all in. Yeah.
All right, so get ready. March, your new season of Survivor.
If you haven't been tuning in. That was the one show my family watched. It was a one day a week where everybody got together. It was Wednesday at like 8 p.m., and we would sit and watch Survivor together every week.
That was a big deal.
We got to like get our popcorn and snacks and everything and like make a thing out of it.
That was like the early start to reality television.
I have
television.
To take an important phone call. Keep the podcast going. I can't miss this phone call. This is a doctor thing.
All right, bye, Jordan. He's going to make his 24-hour Survivor video as we speak.
Well, you know, I was going to say, you know, I appreciate everybody being here today, and I just wanted to remind you that Survivor will be premiering on CBS. You can also find it on Paramount Plus. Today's video is sponsored. No, just kidding.
Sponsored by Survivor. Oh,
wouldn't that be,
gosh.
Like, the best segue ever? Like, we just casually started talking about Survivor, and we were somehow sponsored.
That would be amazing.
We are not. For anybody wondering, we have never had a sponsorship on this podcast ever. Well, you know what? I was going to go into the drinks here.
Yeah, we can do ours, and then we'll get to Jordan when he comes back from his important phone call that he absolutely had to take right here at the moment when we started the podcast.
I know. We've been sitting here for hours.
We literally
not have, a single phone call came by. Now, all of a sudden, we do the podcast. Now there's phone calls.
We've literally been on this call for 3 hours, and Jordan's like, oh, got to go. Okay, do you want to know what I have
What do
to
you
say?
Got over there, Danny?
Okay, so... The Booch Fairy is back.
Ooh.
We're in business, baby. We have the Synergy Trilogy Raw Kombucha.
Now, where did this come from?
GTS. Oh, it came from Ralph's Instacart.
Okay.
So, yes. It's very good. I was expecting a We're Getting Booched Today sound, and it never happened. So.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're officially getting booched or not.
We're getting booched. Yeah, this is...
Oh, is it officially happening?
Yeah, this is Booch business. I got Booch, I got coffee, I got water, I got, once again, we got the caffeination, we got the hydration, we got the leisure beverage, the triple threat.
We're getting Booch today, bro.
Three liquids.
There you go. All right, so three liquids for you over there. I happen to have, I got some water. I, too, you know, obviously staying hydrated, water in the Pikachu cup. Okay. I have a little bit of Diet Pepsi to get that caffeine
in your caffeine side up going. Cup.
And then,
Diet Pepsi?
Of course, as always, we're talking zeros across the board. Zero calories, zero sugar, zero carbs, zero sodium. The taste is a 100. We're talking none other than the Zevia root beer right here. The Zevia.
Okay, you know what? You had that last week, didn't you?
There's a good chance, yeah.
Good chance I had that last week. Ginger root beer is good. Here's the thing. I do like that root beer because it has a little, because of the ginger, actually does have a little, sting to it, you know?
Oh, you like the little kick?
Yeah. Makes you feel something. You're like, oh, that's not regular. Oh, that's not regular root beer. What is that? Who is that?
No, I do like it. I enjoy it.
Yeah. You're like, oh, little ginger.
And, this week, we do have a new episode of Shadowless Podcast Presents Heavily Played, the spinoff podcast of Shadowless Podcast, where we don't talk about anything Pokemon. And this week we are doing one of the popular videos that you all love exclusively on Patreon. This is where we go back to Reddit and we scroll through the Ask Reddit page.
I can't wait. I didn't know that's what we were doing.
Exactly what we're doing. So you can listen to that exclusively on Patreon. Just search Shadowless Podcast on Patreon. It is only helps support the podcast. So we appreciate all the patrons out there. And you can see the video version of the Shadowless Podcast if you prefer to watch video versions as well. We are going to skip Jordan on the drinks because this call seems to be running a little bit longer than I expected here.
It's a really important call.
So, for the first time ever,
Wait, is this Manaphy appreciation? Is this Manaphy appreciation day?
You know what? I don't have any. And that is the end of Manaphy appreciation day. Woo. It is. It was a good one this year.
Wow.
Glad to be here for it. That was great.
Yes.
Anybody and everybody that loved Manaphy was attendance.
There. Yes.
That was good.
Nice. That was good. Wow. Amazing.
And I brought coffee.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. There's actually any coffee in it.
There's a little.
Is there? Yeah, I was going to say. I don't see anything. Well, I see an empty cup. Oh, why are you doing it like that? Why are you drinking it?
Honestly,
like
I think that's CGI.
That was the weirdest sip I think I've ever seen somebody take. Oh, there is coffee.
Yeah, okay. that's computer animated.
Yo, I see grains. I see grains in the bottom. You be drinking them grains? Like 11 whole grains in there. Yeah.
Do you just put water and coffee in a cup and then stir it?
Yeah.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Oh. This is going to be a good one.
Is that ginger root beer?
It is. It is the ginger root beer.
I don't know. Dave's probably drinking some pomegranate something.
Pomegranate-y. Hey, yo, this ain't pomegranate.
It looks pomegranate-y.
It's got 9 billion living probiotics.
See, that's just
9
silly.
Billion biotics?
That's not even a number.
Billion with a B. Yo, I got spit on my screen. Hold on. Oh, my God. I'm sorry about that. I got a little serious. But anyway, there's no cereal.
I was just saying before you got back here, Jordan, I was saying for the first time ever, but I don't actually think it's the first time ever, I was going to have to ask what caught Danny's attention at the Pokemon Center this week.
That would have been rough.
But I think there was an episode where you weren't here where I had to do that.
Yeah, well, luckily we avoided that, you know.
Well, yeah, that would have been a close one. Mm-hmm. Whew.
So I could only imagine I would have asked Danny and then Danny would have been like, all right, well, let me see what's on Pokemon Center.
Let me pull up Pokemon Center.
This would be the first time I'm seeing it. So let me ask, what caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well, let me tell you, there's three new items on the Pokemon Center this week. I hope you like writing with your hand and a pen or a pencil or a marker or other any sort of apparatus that can create lines.
Because
there are some notebooks. There's 200-page notebooks. There's three of them.
Write this down.
Yeah. So, wait, what do you? So 600 pages?
Well, if you get all three, but there's three different notebooks, 200 pages each.
Yeah.
So how many?
And if you write front and back, that would actually be like 400 pages worth of writing, but on 200 pages of notes.
So what you're saying is 400 pages on six different books?
What I'm saying is there's three different books that all have 200 pages each, which equal out to 600 pages. But if you times that by two and you go multiply it by the degree of... There's three books.
There's three books up there.
They're books, like with words?
No words. You make the words.
Or you can draw on them.
You can journal it. Yeah, you can. Yeah. I heard your whole household's getting into journaling, so...
Yeah, that is correct. So Marie has been doing journaling videos on her YouTube channel. So
really?
Everybody go check out Basically Marie on YouTube if you like journaling. So she's doing a journaling challenge for the month of February.
Yeah. This is perfect timing. If you need more journals, there's three new journals. I know one would definitely fit Marie's channel, Marie's vibe here. Because one of them is an Eevee Essence Spiral Notebook.
Is this not the same pattern from that Sylveon collection box from like 2012?
That's exactly
it's identical.
It's exactly what Marie said when she looked at it. She was like, isn't that from the promos inside of the box?
Yeah, it really does look like that exact vibe. If it's not, it's very closely like from like the same artist or something.
It has to be.
Wow, that's cool.
We also go ahead.
I was just going to say, on the inside, I think on every page, there's like little artwork in the corner of the pages.
Oh, yeah. They've made a couple of notebooks. I have a Growlithe one that's like this, that has a growly, like, you know, that growly butt mug that I have. It's like that style, like, art. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's kind of big in the corner. It's not like super small. But
yeah, it's about
like,
the size of a notebook.
It's like faded. Oh, my. The art's like faded out, so it's like there, but it's not in the way.
You want to look over it.
Anyway.
And then there's one with Goomy on it and Friends.
Goomy and Friends?
Yeah, it's called We're Goomy, and it's like Goomy hanging out with a bunch of other Pokemon. Swablu, Chikorita, we got Dratini.
Now wait a minute. I feel like I've seen these notebooks before.
It's the first time I've seen them. They're right here, right now. They're brand new, it says.
Dude, the substitute, I think this is reused artwork.
It has to be
artwork because I think I have Goomy sleeves that have that substitute on it. I think I have Goomy and substitute sleeves.
No. These are brand new.
Jordan.
These just came out.
Poke doll. Wait, these are so cute. They're eating like cookies and stuff. Goomy dropped its ice cream. Wait.
It has that in common with Pikachu. Pikachu dropped his ice cream.
Oh my gosh! I have that Pikachu in my background.
But not in my background.
Pikachu.
It's over.
You don't. That's a lie.
It's right there.
I can't see it. I mean, that's a lie, but it's fine.
No, I don't think it is.
It's literally... It's right there.
No, it's that one.
What are you talking about?
The one right there.
What are you talking about?
Jordan, what's that?
The third one's Pikachu.
Yes.
And black and white. And then on the back of it has a bunch of different like drawings of Pikachu doing things.
These are nice.
I feel like I've seen these notebooks before. Like, it's starting to come back to me.
Well, when you figure it out, let us know.
Yeah, because...
Oh, wait.
Okay.
You're
look
correct.
The copyright.
I was just going to say that's a 2016
The
copyright
says 2016. Yeah.
But they're brand new for 2023.
God. Yeah, those are... They must be just reprinted.
These are brand new.
Because I could have sworn that the art on that Goomy one was on, like, sleeves and stuff, too. Like,
so the Goomy one says 2015.
Wow.
Yeah, the Goomy one says 2015. And then the Eevee one is, let's see here, 2014.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, so they...
So these are re-releases.
Re-released them.
Okay.
That's cool. Cheers. So these notebooks are cool. I think they're, like, for me, a little too, like, rigid. Because they're, like, big. Like, you wouldn't want to, like, take that somewhere unless, I don't know, it's just, like, kind of big and sturdy. Uh-huh. So it has that going for it. But it's, like, too big for me to, like, carry around. So I like them, but maybe
for, you still,
like,
carry around notebooks?
I usually keep one of these guys, one of the little ones, one of these pups, you know?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little pocket ones, because I can put it in my pocket, my little shirt pocket, my little something.
Right. I'm still a person that writes everything down.
Mm-hmm. I forget everything, so I need to write it down.
Notes. I got planners. I got
you guys sticky
taxes
notes?
Back there. You know, I got everything written. I'm writing down things.
Was that the end of the Pokemon Center?
That was it. That's all that's on the Pokemon Center. That's just a bunch of notebooks from apparently years past.
Very good.
Did anybody buy anything?
Oh, God.
Totally. Is the question.
Yes.
Okay. What did you get there? Go ahead and tell us.
Guess. What do you think I got?
I'm going to say you got nothing.
Ooh, That's a risky play, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off.
I'm also going to say nothing.
Ooh, copycat answer. Two not nothing.
No, that's what are you talking about? It's like...
Jordan?
I, in fact,
what'd you get?
Did. Not buy anything.
Yeah, all right. That was given.
Yeah.
All right. Watching the funds over there. That is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news. Wow, that was a good one this week.
You missed your cue there.
No, so I heard a powerful point in language is to maybe add a pause just to, like, really grab everyone's attention. So my intent was that, you know, was to, like, get everybody, like, excited by adding a dramatic pause. So I thought that was a good moment in the cadence of my speaking to really add a nice...
Anyways, Pokemon Regionals are this weekend. If you're planning on attending, maybe you're in the area you would like to attend. Pokemon Regionals are happening in Orlando, Florida, February 3rd through 5th.
Wait, what else is in Orlando? Is that where Disney is? What's in Orlando?
Disney and Universal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go? Oh, yeah, no. Universal. I went to Universal. We could go. We could go have a little Disney day. You guys want to have a little Disney day?
I've never been to Disney.
Whoa. I've been to Disneyland. I've never been to Disney World.
I've been to each Disney at least once when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And
you guys got to go to Disney when you were a kid. Whoa,
yeah, when
okay.
I was a little kid, I went to Legoland.
Okay, now you're just bragging.
Yeah, Legoland. I'm
just going to say it. And I know this is a Californian now. This hurts to say. I find a lot of these parks pretty overrated.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you, honestly. Like,
care about is the Nintendo one coming up. That's it.
At Universal.
That's the only one I've had desire to go to.
Yep.
Is that.
I agree. And I have a friend who's, like, they have the annual pass for Universal and Disneyland and probably something else, too. But it's
why,
like,
do you need to go to
like,
amusement park that much?
No, they go, like, straight up. I went with him and his wife when we were, it was in, like, September, when, like, a group of us went. And he got, like, the fast pass. He got, like, all the extra stuff. But him and his wife had already gone, like, three times that week.
Listen, see, the thing is.
To Disneyland.
I mean, if that's what if that's what you're into, like, that's perfectly fine. I'm just saying, for me personally, I don't find, like, a whole lot of interest in amusement parks.
There's a lot of scary things out there that keep me up at night. The most is a Disney adult.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that serious about it.
I'm that serious about it.
If you think about it in the way that, like, we have our obsession with Pokemon,
right?
Right,
yeah,
they have their
obsession
with Disney obsession. Theme parks.
Relax. It's, that's a strong word.
Yeah, whoa.
Relax.
Take it easy.
Don't look at my background and judge me like that.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say, look at our rooms. All three of us. Look at our offices.
Look at your rooms. I just have a
look at this.
Couple
skateboards
on the wall.
I see your wall of figurines. Look at that, Jordan.
Those are
what is
Assassin's
that?
Creed figures up there. Thank you very much.
Different. Oh, I can see it. Oh my
gosh.
That
Spyro up there. Spyro's
Spyro's Spyroing. Are you okay? What just happened?
I don't know. I couldn't figure out the direction of where the camera was looking at. The only Pokemon thing in the background are those posters and these. That's it.
It's the Disney adult is like us. Like, we're Pokemon adults. They're Disney
adults.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with being in that.
There's, like, it's something, though, about, like, the repetition of it. Because, like, there's only, like, a finite amount of things to do at Disneyland. I guess there's only a finite amount of Pokemon things to consume or whatever, too. But it's just, like, I would get so bored. Yeah, I went there one time. I could go, like, once every 10 years and I'd be satisfied. Yeah, that was good. It was good.
The thing is, I don't care. Honestly, yeah, if you want to be a Disney adult, I don't care. You know, it's, like, it's just if you want to, like, me to trust you in life, probably wouldn't be my first pick. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, enjoy it, but, like, I'm not going to call on you if I need help. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I can understand why people want to go multiple times a week. Like, if Disney hits you like that, hits you in the feels, then I can totally understand. Because, like, if there was a Pokemon World amusement park right down the street, I mean, I'd probably be there, like, every other day.
Yeah.
So I totally get it. I totally get it. It's just, I could probably go to Disney one time in my life and be perfectly content. I could not go and be perfectly fine. It's just, I'm not that super into it personally.
Also, I'm good. But yeah, so they had like the special pass. My ticket for the one day, Sarah and my tickets, I think were like $150 for one day at Disneyland. That's insane.
And you can't just go one day. From what I've heard, it's like you have to go multiple days to like see everything.
Yeah, because they have like two different park thingies in Disneyland. I don't like roller coasters. I don't know about World, but like. Yeah, I'm like all right.
I will agree with you on that one.
I'm not anti roller coaster. Honestly,
yeah, it's a lot of metal. It's a lot of a lot of moving metal.
I'm against the roller coaster movement.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like when it sits still, like not the movement. Sits still.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'll take it's a small world. You're just floating around, very very chill ride. I don't need to go on like a giant roller coaster that all of a sudden goes backwards and does a couple loop-de-loops and you hang from it from just like your arms. And I don't need to do all that. I'm good.
Not like the cork.
It's not why I'm there at the amusement park. I'm there to eat like a really oddly big like piece of turkey and then go on like the teacups.
And a churro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yo, I went on the Pirates of the Caribbean one when I was at Disney. And let me tell you, that was like the scariest, like the animatronics that they have for that. I guess they're from like the 50s. Like they're old. And so it's just really creepy, like exactly what you'd expect from like old animatronic pirates, like. But yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah, Pokemon Regionals are in Orlando this weekend, so.
Oh wow!
Go check it out if you're in the area. No, you can be a spectator. You don't have to play. There are side events. You can play in side events. You don't have to compete in the main event. So go check that out. It is not the only regionals this month. There is Knoxville, Tennessee, a little bit later this month, which Marie and I will be attending. So we will be heading off to Knoxville, Tennessee here soon.
To Tennessee?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, that's fun?
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's gonna
be a good
time.
Can I come?
Sure.
Can you guys come get me, though? Because I don't really want
to
drive there. So
yeah, if you fly out to the airport, we'll come get you. Yeah,
oh, no, absolutely. I meant, like, if you could drive and come get me, and then I could just ride with you guys there, because it's probably on the way, right, California?
Yeah, just go ahead and wait outside by the front door,
I'll be out
and we'll
there,
get
and
you.
Then, yeah, you let me know when you're
going
to be
I'll
there.
Get you. I'll text you when I'm on the way.
I got another call real quick.
Kidding,
I am not kidding. Dude,
this is insane.
This the price we pay for recording midday. All right, give me one sec. Have fun with Manaphy Appreciation Day Part 2.
Oh my gosh!
It's actually Cubone Appreciation.
It's Cubone Appreciation Day.
Now.
We love Cubone.
If you're
Cubone skateboard, by the way, I have that in my living room. It looks really. It's one of the best ones he made, I think. That Cubone.
Oh yeah.
Board. Oh my.
Well,
gosh.
It's Bear Walker's favorite Pokemon. Yeah. Is Cubone.
Yeah,
so.
You can tell he put extra pizzazz on that one. It's fabulous.
Which I believe the Cubone skateboard might still be available.
Wait, really?
On the Pokemon Center website. Let me just do a quick search here. And see what we find. It is still available. So
really?
If you are looking to own the Cubone skateboard, go and get one.
It's such a random Pokemon.
Next up on the list right here, we have, what are we going to talk about while Jordan's gone? How about Ultimate Journeys?
Pokemon Ultimate Journeys.
Ultimate Journeys, the next batch of the Pokemon anime episodes is going to be popping up on Netflix on February 24th. I did get a little press release email thing here?
Did you get a follow-up press release clarifying the year?
I did. I got that as well.
Yeah.
February 24th. It also says additional episodes, including a special collection, sending off Ash Ketchum will be announced at a later date. So the episodes, I know a lot of people are probably like looking forward to watching. Not that people aren't looking forward to watching these, but like really anticipating it is not these. It's going to be the next batch after that. But definitely watch these as well. So,
dude, 25 seasons? Wait, this has been a 25 season journey for Ash and Pikachu?
Yeah, that's what it says. The 25th season.
Gosh.
That's a long time. That's got to be like one of the longest running TV series, right?
For a character, like for a single,
or just for any characters. TV show.
I mean, we just talked about how Survivor had 43, so.
But for right, a cartoon. Right, but I feel like 25 seasons has to be pretty big for a TV show.
I mean, the fact that it's still going, this is like SpongeBob. Like SpongeBob's probably been going for that long. I wonder how many seasons SpongeBob has had.
Oh, SpongeBob's been going for a long. It has to. Well, I mean, Pokemon's been going on longer than SpongeBob. Right?
Yeah. SpongeBob, SquarePants.
But I feel like SpongeBob might have more seasons for some reason.
No, SpongeBob only has 13 seasons.
What?
That's nuts. That's crazy.
I was literally like, going to guess like 18 to 20 seasons.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that, I guess like maybe live, like the live action, like Survivor or whatever, like reality kind of stuff. Like that's easier to shoot and you can like pump out a bunch of them. I guess this because it is an animated. I thought they would have had way more than 13. That's wild. That's all right. 99, but 25 Pokemon, seasons of Pokemon.
Yeah, wow. Pokemon Ultimate Journeys. Next batch of episodes debuting on Netflix February 24. So get ready because the following batch after that is going to be the special collection episodes of Ash Ketchum. And I think we'll be saying farewell to Ash Ketchum. Maybe. I don't know. I still have that theory that there's going to be a time jump. And that we're going to see, like, older Ash Ketchum being, like, a mentor to the newer characters.
I feel like they have to at least put something in there that, like, has him is still a part of the show. Like, whether it's, like, them alluding to him as the Pokemon Master or, like, something. Like, there's got to be some reference to
Ash and then, with Pikachu being the mascot of the brand, the franchise, like, are they just not going to have Pikachu? There's no way that there's not going to be a Pikachu presence in the anime, right? Like, there has to be. It's Pikachu.
But what if they pick a new Pikachu? Are they just going to
Pikachu? Don't even say that.
I can't even envision it with a different, like, main Pokemon.
Right. It has to be Pikachu.
Maybe it's going to be like the Pikachu. You know how Richie had the Pikachu with the little tufts? I think Sparky. You're Sparky.
Right. I mean, that's fine. I think there just has to be a Pikachu presence.
Yeah. Just has to be around.
Yeah.
They'll go to that Pikachu forest from like the first few episodes. Remember that? Yeah. They just go get one of those. That's the one. That's new Pikachu.
next up, we'll take that one. You're the star of the show now. One.
Welcome. You're going to be a star, other Pikachu. Wow.
Scarlet and Violet. The new TCG set has been released in Japan. It was released January 20th, the same day as Crown Zenith. Now, it's technically two different sets. So it's Scarlet EX and Violet EX. So two different booster boxes. However, I've opened up some, and then Danny, you have opened up some as well.
Yes. I've been really enjoying the set. I know. I have too.
I got to say, I've really enjoyed it. Now, you've opened up some on stream. I've made a pre-recorded video that's already up on my channel, so you can go to either channel, watch them. But what's the initial thoughts? Obviously, seeing a generation for the first time, because the last time you saw a brand new generation in the card form was 2020, going into Sword and Shield.
Yes.
So, initial thoughts opening it up. Did you open up Scarlet first, or did you open up Violet first?
I opened up Scarlet first.
I did too.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I had to go in order. You know, it's like Scarlet, then Violet, little situation.
Right. You
know, like the game. Right. But yeah, I really like the new holo foil texture. I think the card quality is really good. But like the holo on the EXs looks really, really good.
There's it stars feels... in the background.
Yeah,
like,
you know what? Okay. You know what it is? They've done that holo pattern before. The only other time I've seen it, and it's obviously not the only time it showed up, but is on those Pikachu poncho promos
that they did in Japan. Oh, you're right, yeah.
Because I literally made a video on one of those poncho boxes, the Pikachu boxes.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how much I loved this holofoil pattern. Like the one, it's like stars, but it's like really, really holographic-y, really glossy-looking stars. And I mentioned how much I love that pattern and how I wish they would bring that back for other cards, like more cards. Like, why don't they use that all the time? Just for me. It's on the EXs. But yeah, so they started doing that, and I hope that that makes it over to the English ones too, because it adds like such a nice pop.
I do too. I think they need a little bit of a change when it comes to the regular ultra rares over here.
Yeah, and I think like them changing the holofoil pattern every generation like they've been doing is nice, but then yeah, if it still like feels like the same kind of ultra rare feel, that would add enough of a difference for me. But the Terastallize EXs too.
Oh, yeah. Has a little bit of texture on it.
It's like a little texture, but it's also like it's like almost like glittery or something, like how refined it is. It looks so sick. If y'all haven't seen it, like, try to find a video or, like, try to get your hands on one of those Terastallize EXs. It's, like, super fine holofoil. It's
now, there's only a Gyarados and Arcanine. That's it. So, it's I think Gyarados is Scarlet, and then Arcanine is Violet.
It's in Violet, yeah.
I've got to say, because we were curious, because there's so many secret rares and special arts inside of the set, or these sets, both of these sets, we were curious, like, what were the pull rates going to be? Because it almost seems like there needs to be a higher pull rate to be able to collect everything that's releasing.
The whole set, yeah.
And I think there was. I think about 8 or 9 was the average.
For, like, the ultra rares?
Of just overall, from a booster box. So ultra rares and special arts, just everything included. I was saying, like, 8 or 9 was kind of, like, the average per box.
I feel like there. I thought it was like a 50-50, like every other pack kind of thing. But maybe I'm wrong. I have to go through and count my stack. But at any rate, it did feel like there was like enough hits.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It was solid. But the Japanese ones have 5 cards in a pack. Like better odds, I guess, at getting the hits, and then usually you get like 1 big hit per box. Do you remember which big hits you got?
So Scarlet, I ended up getting the full art Professor Sada.
Sada.
Are you for real? That's like Jordan's back. One of my big chases.
Yeah, so I got full art Professor Sada. And then in Violet, I got the gold Maridon.
Did you really?
Yeah. They were two good boxes.
Wow. Yeah.
Two good boxes.
We love that.
Oh, man, because I opened up 2 in, like, a YouTube video, and I got, I think, a Bayonet EX Full Art and, like, another Full Art EX. Oh, Toxicroak EX Full Art, which were 2, like, mid ones to get as, like, the big hit of the box.
Right. But when you get the Full Arts as, like, because the Full Arts in Japan are considered secret rares.
Yeah.
So when that's, like, your big hit of the box, yeah, I understand, like, that one's a little, like, oh, I kind of wanted something a bit different.
A trainer one or, like, something else. Yeah, so those ones for the video weren't too crazy, but the ones that I opened on stream, like, I opened a few boxes on stream, and we got, there's, like, a Miriam in the Violet box that's really expensive. Did you see the Miriam card?
Yeah, is it the special artwork?
The special art one is, like, the really, really highly sought-after one, and then there's a full art as well that's, like...
Okay, so you didn't get the special one.
I got the full art one, but I didn't get the special one, yeah.
That's still awesome.
Yeah, I didn't get either of them.
Oh, I got the Terastallize Arcanine, too.
Oh, there you go. That's sick.
The full art version.
The full art version, okay.
Yes, with the white background, like we were talking about.
That's the one you
got. Those ones are clean. Yeah. I didn't get the Slowpoke.
I didn't get Slowpoke either. I didn't get Slowpoke either, so...
It's only a matter of time. Hey, how was your phone call, Jordan? How was you? How's leisure hour going?
Not the direction I needed it to go, but it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh. Jordan's having office hours during the podcast.
It is what it is. I have these are calls I cannot miss, unfortunately. Mm. They're very important to my...
Did you let him know that you're doing a podcast?
Yeah,
I said this is very rude. You got to check my schedule before you call me, even though they have no idea what my schedule would be because I'm on their leisure.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that that dandelion seeds?
Hey, what are you? What are you doing?
Can be carried away.
Right, hey, what are you doing?
To up to 5 miles from their place of origin.
Five miles.
Hey, what was that?
I only thought it was like a little bit because I see them in the air, but I didn't think they go that far.
Yeah, dandelion seeds could be carried away to up to 5 miles from their place of origin.
Wow. What are you doing right here with this fact? Why are you bringing in the plant facts? What are you doing?
I just thought I would start something new on the podcast and like bring a really fun plant fact.
Yeah, but it just out of thin air, here's like, oh, this week I'm going to start doing plant facts. What's that about?
No, I just figured like nobody else was going to do it, so I would do it. Like, is that a problem or?
No, it's fine. It's crazy. It's just so weird because like, you know, I had the animal fact thing going and like
the what?
It just seems my animal fact. You know, my weekly animal facts.
Never heard of it.
That I do every week for like the past like year. I feel like probably.
I must have missed those.
Yo,
parts.
Did you see in the Discord? I got some praise for last week's animal fact. So I'm just saying, shout out Maddie White, who is appreciating those animal facts. So, yeah, I'm just saying everybody loves them. I can't.
That was a really nice fact.
You named one person.
Yep. Shout out Maddie White.
Everyone's appreciating Maddie. Rowan
loves the animal facts too. I get messages. People be popping in the streets.
Well, you know what? I think Maddie is going to appreciate my plant facts more than. What would you say? Animal facts that you were doing?
What?
Is that what
apparently.
You said?
My weekly animal facts.
Weekly.
Okay.
Yo, your dandelion fact was pretty mid. Actually, you know what? I didn't know that.
Whoa. I know you didn't. That's why I said it.
It was a little aggressive there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got defensive because you see, I have a facts. You know, I do a fact every week, and I don't recall. What are you talking about?
Is that like a different podcast you're thinking of?
All right. You know what? If you do a fact every week, go ahead and present us with one since that's something you seem to do every single week. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a new one this week because I thought maybe it's time to pivot.
Don't waste time. Go ahead.
Animal facts. So this week we have a really cool Industrial Revolution fact. From the Industrial Revolution, from like the 1700s or whenever that was, 1800s. So this week's Industrial Revolution fact is that there was a period of intense canal building in the 1790s and 1800s known as Canal Mania. So just in case you were wondering, it was a really cool time where a lot of canals were built in the 1790s.
Cool.
Did you guys know about the Industrial Revolution? Did you know the Industrial Revolution started in Britain? Because I actually like surprisingly didn't know that. I didn't know that, and I feel like my history teachers like maybe like didn't like hit that point home enough or something. Like,
I played Fable 3. I knew when it happened.
Oh, of course, because it was in Fable 3. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that Britain started that ish. Yeah, so in the 1800s.
So are you
going to
be opening up any more Scarlet and Violet, or was that?
Oh my gosh.
Is that
the canals, Nate. Think of the canals. When you see a canal next, think, oh, I wonder if that was made in the 1790s or the 1800s. I wonder if that's when that canal was made during Canal Mania. Sounds like an amusement park. It's not a bird. That's a canary. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Canary. I am opening up more Scarlet and Violet, by the way. I got a Gardevoir EX Special Art Rare as well. Which is gorgeous. Is that one that has like the Ralt? So there's the Ralt's art rare or illustration rare. The Curlia illustration rare.
Like the story.
Garden. Yeah, the story one where they grow up together and it's so cool. So I want to get all three. I have the Curlia and the Gardevoir. I just need the Ralt's now.
It is fun to collect.
It's cute.
I will say that. It is fun to collect. It's just nice seeing the new generation of Pokemon on cards, in card form. I was so excited to see Tandemouse. And Mousehold?
Dude, oh my god, I freaked out. Oh, the Mousehold one is so cute with the family.
It is adorable.
Oh, they did a really good job. And that really, like I don't know, adds it in there as, like, a whole thing. Because I feel like in the game, like, they're in there, but they're tiny. Like, they're really little, and so you might even miss Tandemouse and Mousehold. But, like, when they're on the card, you're like, oh my gosh, it is a whole family of mice.
We're really getting to see them in their environment.
Oh, it's really cute.
So we will not see Scarlet and Violet cards here in the U.S. Where we are located until March 31st? 30th?
The last day. The 31st, yeah. That's 31st? Crazy. 31st?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That is a long time away, which is the same weekend as Fort Wayne Regional. So it is going to be. Well, obviously, I will be there. Fort Wayne Regionals, I'll be there. So that means pre-releases will start on the 17th of March. So pre-releases for Scarlet and Violet will start the weekend of the 17th, which I assume you're probably going to go to. You going to go to one?
I'm going to try to. The thing is, I'm doing some traveling that weekend, and so I'm hoping that I'll be able to stop in maybe in the place I'm traveling to. If not, you know, for a second to check it out.
Okay.
But okay, good. I'll try my best. I want to do, real, I wanna do some pre-release. For real. Yeah.
Try your best. That's all we ask.
Thank you. Hey. Yo, real quick, I can't stop thinking about Canal Mania. It's been on my mind.
I can.
It's, yeah, I can move on.
Okay, yeah. We're past Canal Mania. I just can't stop thinking about the canals. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Yeah, you can go on. I'm good.
Happy for you, Canal Mania. Yeah.
Jordan, I saved this topic for when you got back, but Pokemon Go Community Day.
Yes.
This weekend, February 5th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at your local time, wherever that may be. It is Noibat.
Let's go.
And you have a chance to get shiny Noibat.
Yes.
If that is something you're interested in.
What and colors are the shiny?
Green.
Green. A little green.
Like the light greens, I believe.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pulling up the Pokemon Go Community Day.
It is green. It's like right a now. Oh my god, it's like minty. It's like a mint green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It reminds me of an Andy's chocolate. Nom.
It's not too far off from its original color, honestly.
It is very far off from its original. The normal one's purple. It's
purple to green.
Wait, on here...
Get your eyes checked, bruv.
I'm looking at the picture that Pokemon Go posted, and it is basically the same color.
They probably just put the purple one up.
Where did Pokemon Go... Where did they post it? Twitter?
PokemonGoLive.com.
Oh.
Sounds like a mouthful.
I'll link you straight to it. I'll put the link right here in the chat, and then you can just hop right over there. You scroll down, and it's got the little stars for the shiny, and it's like the exact same.
Oh, that's not shiny Noibat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
4-star raid. Why do they do that? I think maybe it's either they didn't notice on their... That's weird. I don't know. That's not the shiny. It's a lie. The shiny one is very minty. It's very minty.
And you can get some stickers.
Oh,
virtual. Stickers? Virtual stickers, that is.
I want some stickers. I'll put them in one of my ETBs and find them in 3 years.
No. Virtual stickers.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Not real stickers. Hey, Jordan, you playing?
Yeah, I'm playing.
Okay.
You playing?
Danny, you playing?
Y'all stop playing. You know what? I might crack open the app for a little bit, take it for a spin. Maybe go down
to
the pier.
That's a lie, but
you know?
All right.
Take it for a spin.
Just don't add me.
I'll add you as a friend. And
or then
patiently wait for your response. I'll be sitting here staring at my phone until you respond.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Because we're best
friends.
Then
last on the list for this week, a set that's going to be coming out in Japan called Pokemon Card 151.
That's a lot of cards.
Wow, that is a lot of cards.
Presumably based off of the Kanto region, the 151 Pokemon. So we're assuming that's what it's all about here. And the big talk, obviously, is of Kadabra.
Making possibly its return! The biggest magic
trick
for
sure?
In Pokemon history! The biggest magic trick! You know, I don't know if it's for sure, but I have seen multiple articles talking about
it. I would assume
Kadabra.
If it's 151, it has to be returning, right?
Like, yeah.
That has to be a thing. So this is...
Wait, why is there, like... This says that there's 165 cards in here, but there's only 151 Pokemon. So, like, what do you think
so,
the deal
probably
is
some,
with
like,
that?
Secret rares.
What do you think the deal is with that? But it says 165 before secret rares. So do you think,
well, probably
like,
some ultra rares, right? So there might be, like, a regular Psyduck and then an ultra rare Psyduck.
I mean, there could be. That's, like, good idea, but, like...
And then don't forget your trainer cards.
Yo! Oh my gosh. I just got really excited. Like, what if they, like, put the original Pokemon trainers, like, from the animated series in there?
They might.
Like Misty?
Yeah.
And Brock?
And Ash Ketchum?
And Ash Ketchum?
Gary.
Whoa, you know what? we need that Ash Ketchum card. It only makes sense.
It's only a matter of time. Dude, they have an Ash Ketchum full art with Pikachu. Woo!
That would be intense.
Yeah.
We don't ever get Ash Ketchum on any cards over here.
No, we don't.
We don't. We should.
They have in Japan, but not over here.
Not over here.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But this looks cool, so it's like a... How do you think they're going to do the style of these? It's a new Japanese set called Pokemon Card 151.
Do you think, like... What if they look like old-style Pokemon cards? It's so weird because... And we were talking about this before we started recording, but it seems like a celebration set. Like, it seems like it would come out for, like, the anniversary or something like that. Yeah,
it
like
seems
that.
Like a special release, like a special commemorative thing. You're right. Like, it has, like, that special... Especially if they're, like, redoing, like, a historical... This is, like, the original, where it all started, 151.
Right. So, this is supposed to release in June in Japan. Mm-hmm. So that means we probably wouldn't see the set soonest, probably October, November of this year. If it even releases over here. We don't know for sure if it's even going to release over here. So
yeah. And these boxes, so I don't know how many cards are in each pack, but it says the booster boxes are 20 packs per box. So it's kind of like...
It's like a special set.
Yeah, it's not like the regular like 30-pack boxes. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, how many cards are in a pack and then what the style is of that. Well, only time will tell. But this is exciting. I'm happy to hear more about it. Excited to hear more about it, I should say.
Yeah, I'm assuming as we get closer, we'll hear more news about it, and we will discuss it here on the podcast like we always do. But that is it for the Pokemon news discussion this week. That's it, yeah. But if you want to continue listening to some things that we have to say that don't involve Pokemon, you can check out the brand new episode of Shadowless Podcast presents Heavily Played exclusively on Patreon. Just go search Shadowless Podcast on Patreon. And this week, Jordan, I don't think you were here when I mentioned this, but we will be scrolling Ask Reddit this week to see what kind of weird questions are popping up that we can possibly get into and discuss. And have a friendly argument about.
Yes, I'm excited. The weirdest ones, please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I already got a list ready to go here of some. And we're going to scroll through a little bit more and see what else we get. But it's going to be a good time. So go check it out. Shadowless Podcast presents Heavily Played on Patreon. It is only $5. And we do appreciate your support. It helps keep the podcast up and running.
Thank you.
But that is it for the podcast this week. We appreciate you listening. And if you're, let's say you're listening on, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place.
Yep.
Do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
Hey, stop it.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts. And we'll see you all next week. Right here on
Canal Mania. Bam, 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 bam. Hey, stop it.
Oh my god.
Nate, please help me.
Help me.
I can't do this
anymore.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.